House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is a Democrat from California. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Did the president lay out a convincing case to take military action against Iraq?
In my view, he did not. He might have, but I don't think that he presented enough evidence for us to assess the threat in the manner that he does. And then you go to the next step, which is assessing the threat. Can we determine that war now will eliminate the threat? And is that the best way to go? We know what the problem is. We've always known that Saddam Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction, the chemical and biological range, and was interested in nuclear. But why is it necessary for us to go to war now to eliminate that threat? Perhaps it is. We haven't seen the full evidence.
Does the president have any obligation to go back to Congress to seek approval before taking military action?
He has no legal obligation to do so because in October, Congress gave him full authority to use any and all force in a unilateral way without even going to the UN or back to Congress. I do think, however, that it'll be very important for us to have the debate that the American people expect and deserve before we send our young people to war.
Much of the reaction to the State of the Union address fell along partisan lines. Is there much hope for bipartisanship agreement in this session of Congress?
I certainly hope so. I think we have an obligation to seek our common ground. We stand shoulder to shoulder in the fight against terrorism with the president, and that's bipartisan. And, of course, on the economy, I hope that the president will be open to some different proposals than the repeated failed proposals he has made in his administration. We have lost 2.3 private sector jobs, the worst record of any president since World War II.
Tax cuts have been a winning issue for him. Anything wrong with cutting taxes when the economy is lagging?
Democrats support tax cuts, too. We just think they should be fairer and that they should put money into the hands of lower and middle-income people who need it. What the president is proposing is, once again, his failed approach of tax cuts that affect the wealthiest people in America. He's trying to eliminate the tax on dividends. That tax would be a $250 billion tax cut, and that would benefit people who take in over $1 million a year. So what we want to do is have a tax cut that will be effective in turning the economy around again. That means putting it in the hands of people who need it, who will spend it now to purchase food, to buy their necessities, and to patronize businesses which are suffering now because of the downturn in the economy.
Did the president's proposal to overhaul Medicare offer hope that Congress might pass something?
Well, the president's proposal to overhaul Medicare spoke to the issue of prescription drug benefits. That proposal is being opposed by the National Governors Association, which is a bipartisan group, by most consumer groups that represent the interest of seniors in our country, because it gives the seniors a terrible choice to make, prescription drugs or Medicare. It also frees all the HMOs, which seniors would be pushed into, from any state regulation. So those HMOs could be there one day and gone another, and the seniors will have made a choice against staying in Medicare, going into the HMO, then have no prescription drug benefits at the end of the day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is a Democrat from California.